Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you for joining me for another in-depth conversation about topics that really are, I believe, empowering to ourselves. And this show really is about that. It's about empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And more so than ever before, it is critical that we become informed, educated, knowledgeable, so we can navigate our way during times of change, during times when we have a great concern for our health and well-being. This is really the purpose of the show. It has been the purpose of the show for the last, gosh, I don't know, I'm losing track. It's more than 15 years, I can tell you, that What Women Must Know has been on the Progressive Radio Network. So we've been with this network from the very beginning, and I'm just so proud to be a part of this community. So thanks for joining me. By the way, if you'd like the archives of all my shows, you can just go over to my Facebook page, like me there at What Women Must Know, or you can just opt in at drcherylselman.com, and I will send all the archive shows to you, because I actually do one other show on Progressive Radio Network, which is every Saturday at 11 a.m. called The Love Code, and that is exactly what that show is about. It's giving you keys to opening your heart, to connect to the healing power, to transform your life, to heal your life, to open to the depth of possibilities that we are spiritual beings. So hopefully you'll be listening to wonderful, inspiring solutions from my guests each week on both of the shows. So I'm going to jump right in. I'm really excited about the conversation and my guests today, because we're going to be talking about why you need protection from EMFs and 5G. You know, this is such a hot topic. I have interviewed my guests several times. I've interviewed other people. I have been researching and writing about the risks associated with our wireless world, and now there's so much concern about the 5G element. So I thought I'd bring in one of the experts that I know, and that is Alfred Hanser. So a little bit about Alfred before we jump in. Alfred Hanser is a highly accomplished entrepreneur with a track record of founding and growing several multi-million dollar companies in the health and wellness industry. He is also regarded as an expert in the areas of electromagnetic radiation problems and solutions with emphasis on anti-aging. Alfred has been a featured speaker at many health and wellness congresses and scientific conventions, as well as an expert guest on many radio and TV shows around the world. And he co-founded a European medical device distribution company that grew into a multi-million dollar operation with representation in 8 countries. He also co-founded an international wellness company with its patented core technologies, having generated in excess of $100 million in sales and having helped millions of people improve the quality of their life in the process. And he is the co-CEO of Gia Wellness Company. We're going to be talking about it, and we're going to be exploring so many interesting topics today with Alfred Hanser. And it's my pleasure to welcome Alfred to the show today. So, Alfred, nice to have you back. Welcome. So glad you're here.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure is all mine. Every single time I've had the opportunity and pleasure of speaking with you in the past, it's been highly fascinating conversations and really inspiring for me. So super happy to get your email and your invitation to come back on the show. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's such an honor to have you back. You're always a wealth of information. And, you know, we've had you back a couple of times on the show, and it was time to get you back because I just see so many emails passing through my inbox that are raising the alarm about EMS, about 5G, the consequences to our health, to our well-being, to our immunity. And, you know, this is a topic that's just getting more and more public, right? But, you know, I have known you for, I don't know, it's a long time now. When I first got introduced to Gia Wellness, talking about EMS, that was when we had flip phones. right? I mean, I have been investigating this subject and concerned about the health risks from our wireless world for, was it almost 20 years, 15 years? I don't even know. I've lost track. But it's been on my radar for that long, Alfred. And finally, I think there's a greater awakening happening than ever before of just how the world we're living in now, our wireless world, is impacting our health.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, I mean, kudos to you. I think you deserve a lot of credit for having been one of the pioneers because, 20 years ago, as you remember, there were not that many people talking about the health effects of non-ionizing radiation exposure. And for the listeners out there that may go, well, what is non-ionizing radiation? Well, non-ionizing radiation is what your cell phone is supposed to be, what these wireless communication devices that we are using every single day, our wireless routers and our cordless phones, et cetera, they're supposed to be non-ionizing. That means they're not supposed to heat up your tissue, as opposed to ionizing radiation, which is, for example, your microwave oven, where you heat your tea or your food that has cooled off and you want to reheat it. That's ionizing radiation. Of course, there's other modalities and devices out there that fall into that spectrum, but we're talking about, technologies, man-made technologies, frequency-based technologies, those wireless technologies that we can't seem to live without and that are certainly very convenient for us. We're talking about them and their impact on the body. And as you mentioned, 5G, the fifth generation, has just been launched, several months ago, maybe now a year, year and a half ago in some parts of the world. And we're five generations in. And each generation kind of throws a new problem at us from a health and wellness perspective. So you having spotlighted this issue as far back as 20 plus years ago really is remarkable. And it's allowed companies like us, like Gia Wellness, and other researchers and scientists and inventors to have a platform to actually talk about that there is not just a problem, but there's also solutions and approaches and very sensible things that we can do on an everyday single basis to help counteract the effects of the exposure. So while we are not going to be able to eradicate the planet from non-ionizing radiation at this point in time, what we can certainly do is say, okay, how can we take the best, the most convenient aspects, the most helpful aspects of this wireless radiation technology at the same time cutting down on the health and health effects that this has? So combining the best of both worlds, we kind of have a slogan that says, enjoy the communication without the radiation. And it's not about making radiation go away. It's about making your body change its response to that radiation, which I'm sure we're going to talk about in some way or shape today.
Yeah, the initial concern way back in the early days was the concern of putting the phone, the wireless phone. When we started, like I said, it was just it wasn't even smart technology wasn't available yet. But even at that point, putting any kind of wireless technology against your head was raising the alarm of brain tumors. So that was, I think, the beginning for me of investigating this, which was pretty alarming because there were some court cases and people were acknowledging that their brain tumors and serious brain tumors were instigated by the long-term use of cell phones against the head. But, we have moved on. We have moved on into a much more EMF pervasive world. 20 years ago, we didn't have the amount of cell phones. We didn't have the coverage. We didn't have the devices that are, filling people's homes. We didn't have a network going on in space, beaming down. We didn't have the 5G. I mean, everything has accelerated. But the underlying principles of what is happening when we are exposed to what often the term is non-native EMF, or man-made frequencies, as you said, has just continued to bring research to the fore explaining how this is compromising our health. And it's also quite insidious at times because you often can't feel it. You can't see it. You can't touch it. You can't taste it. But it's a frequency, it's an energy that is having a direct impact on compromising our health on all levels. So having said all that, you know, I wanted you to come back onto the show and help give us some updated information about what research, first of all, what research is revealing on how these frequencies can undermine our health. And then we're going to talk about the subject of solutions, which is what's on everyone's mind, solutions. So let's just start there, Alfred, because I know you're researching this and you are up to date with everything that's going on in the field of EMFs and their impact on the physiology. What are some of the things that research is showing us now?
Yeah, a lot of things, really, and we probably can't fit it all into the show today, but I'm going to try to kind of give you some highlights and give the listeners some kind of insights into various aspects of human response to that man-made radiation, that non-native radiation that the body simply doesn't know what to do with. And that's really where the problem starts, right? So we have a collection of, nobody knows exactly, but several billion cells. That's the estimate of health experts that we have in our bodies. And every single cell communicates with other cells through our own kind of a miniature wireless system internally, right? That's our neurons are firing in our brains and they give commands to for muscles to move and our legs to move and things that we do on a daily basis that we don't even think about. And that very delicate wireless network that we have internally now is interfacing in a very controversial and in a very combative way with that man-made network or those frequencies around us. And when we look at and we go back and start talking first about kind of the history or the evolution of wireless technology, for those who may be old enough, you know, listening right now, we remember back in the 80s, the first generation of cell phones was really very different than what we're experiencing now. And I'm going to go through a little bit of history to give you more context around what the impacts on human health really have shown to be. So first generation was analog voice, human to human, just a regular phone call. There was no text messages. There was no images being transferred, et cetera, or movies being streamed. In the 90s, then we had the second generation where we had digital voice to low-speed data transfer. Then we went to 3G in the early 2000s. We had mobile broadband and high-speed data transfer. Then we went to 4G, which is the most recent generation prior to 5G being rolled out. That was a better and faster version of 3G, and it was a internet protocol-based network that allowed us to really, texting people and sending images, sending new video clips, and, basically the invention of the smartphone as we know it today. And then with 5G, that requires, because we're going mega high speed now, we're going download speeds are increasing dramatically, et cetera. We're now in an area where we need new infrastructure. So part of the health component to all of this is that with every generation of technology that's been rolled out, the infrastructure, meaning cell phone towers, the number of towers, the intensity of those towers, the vicinity of those towers to where we live, eat, sleep, and work, that has increased dramatically. And 5G is kind of taking that to the next level where, as an example, I'm in California as we speak, and in the United States we have approximately 300,000 cell phone towers. And that number is now about to double. It's in the process of being built out to about 600,000 because fifth generation, the 5G technology, needs new millimeter wave type towers. Those are towers that will not be as large and as visible as your towers of the past when people are, you know, the cell phone companies are trying to disguise them with palm trees and tree-looking type things and in church steeples and however they could disguise them because they knew they were controversial and people that were concerned about the health effects of radiation were pointing them out and they were protesting and there was
petitions, et cetera, et cetera. Well, now it's getting to the point where they have like mailbox size 5G towers. They put them on light posts. They put them in your neighborhood. You will not even know if you're, especially if you're not, if you're just driving around, you're not necessarily paying attention to the infrastructure of telecommunications companies. You will not even know when 5G has arrived in your neighborhood from an infrastructure perspective. So the collective of all of that, the infrastructure, the generation one through now generation five, and the explosion of wireless devices being used, 5+ billion cell phone users around the world, 50+ countries have more cell phones than they have people, 20+ billion wireless devices globally currently in use. That combination of device rollouts and infrastructure to make sure these devices can communicate has created this massive man-made network that is now doing battle, invisible battle, as you said earlier, with the human wireless network that we have inside, with our cellular and intercellular communication network. And that clash is tiring the body out. It's rapidly aging the body. It is dehydrating the body. It is compromising the body's ability to have proper metabolism, to have proper nutrient uptake, to have proper detoxification occurring. So you have a cascading effect that goes, starts with the body's recognition and the cell's recognition that there is a man-made frequency there, doesn't know what to do with that frequency, and the body recognizes a foreign invader, because that's how it interprets that man-made wireless non-ionizing radiation field that's around us, this invisible fog of telecommunication devices, or the radiation that they emit, and that sets off, the fight-or-flight response sets off this cascade, this domino effect of health issues. And we're talking, in addition to the rapid aging, there is now studies out that have shown there's thyroid issues, there's studies out about miscarriages, there's studies out about weakened immunity, intracellular dehydration, memory, and energy. The list goes on and on. And when you let's just look at one of them, and then I'll hand it back to you so we can kind of chew on this a little bit for our audience. But in the rapid aging arena, it's pretty incredible. People say, well, what is rapid aging? What's the rapid aging syndrome? Well, it's really in this context we're talking about cellular degeneration prematurely. So think about it. Let's say you're a 30-year-old female and you live in Australia. And you're 30 years old, you move into a new apartment building or maybe in a new house, whatever it may be, and or you go into a job that has a high-rise or an office building. You have no idea as you're stepping into those buildings how much radiation you're going to be surrounded by. So your body, while biologically maybe 30 years old, you're now exposed to low-intensity radiofrequency radiation, or RFR, or electromagnetic frequencies, and your living cells in your body are being bombarded with that on a daily basis. And what science has shown is that among 100 currently available peer-reviewed studies that deal with those aging, those premature aging, they call it the oxidative effects of that radiofrequency, 93 of those 100 studies have confirmed that radio frequency radiation induces oxidative effects on biological systems. That means that this analysis that scientists have done, that means that radio frequency radiation, the phone, the cell phone radiation, your wireless router, cordless phones, all those gadgets that are wireless, they are an oxidative agent. They're an aging agent for living cells. And they have a high pathogenic potential as a result of the oxidative stress that they put on your system. So that's huge findings, because what we're talking about here is that this fog of electromagnetic radiation that we operate in, that we sleep in, that we work in, that we play in, that we can't smell, that we can't see, and oftentimes, as you mentioned, Cheryl, we don't even feel it directly because it's kind of a slow-cooking effect on our immune system that slowly but surely degrades our ability to resist illness and disease. that makes us more fatigued, that makes us not remember things as sharply as we should, that makes us less focused. All of those things, you can go back and look at where the domino effect starts, and it starts with that bombardment of the cells, and as studies have now shown, these oxidative mechanisms, these aging mechanisms, these premature aging mechanisms, and that's where the whole concept of the rapid aging syndrome came from, that we now live in a world where our cells are degenerating much quicker than they should as a result of other lifestyle factors. And to use a metaphor that I've used before and that seems to be connecting with people, think of air pollution, soil pollution, water pollution, all those other toxins and pollutants that we read about and hear about. Think of them as flames, and think of electromagnetic radiation, this invisible fog that we're surrounded with, as the gasoline that's poured on all those flames. So you have a potentiating effect here. So if you're living in a city that has high air pollution, then laying a wireless network on top of it, that's going to express itself in an exaggeration of respiratory issues. That's going to express itself in lung-related issues that people are seeing because you have the gasoline of the air pollution, metaphorically speaking, coupled now with you have the flame of the air pollution coupled with the gasoline that's poured on top of it, and that's the wireless network that is being placed on top of that air-polluted city. And so, as you can imagine, when you have multiple toxins in the mix, and you have one that has grown as fast as electromagnetic radiation has grown globally, that's a very toxic combination, and that combination has proven itself to, or has expressed itself in a lot of physiological issues, as I mentioned a few minutes ago. So I hope that makes sense, and I'll hand it back to you, Chael, so we can talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, you know, thanks for sharing that, Alfred. It's like when I think about the wireless world that we are now in, you know, when I began my interest in and alarmed at the health risk from exposure to EMFs many years ago, you were able to shut your phone off. You were able to go to areas where you didn't have any cell phone coverage. I mean, there were opportunities to escape from that wireless intrusion into the body, into every single functioning of the body. But that day is long gone. So we now are immersed in this wireless world. And to me, it's like termites that have eaten away at the foundation of our health. And I like what you said. It's like pouring gasoline on all these other vulnerabilities that our modern lifestyle has brought to us. It, you know, led me to remember the conversation I had with Professor Emeritus Martin Paul a while back, who has gone around the world really concerned about the effects of EMFs on our health of our children, health of the unborn, health of everyone. And one of the things that he was saying is on a biochemical explanation, it initiates a reaction in the cell that creates the most dangerous form of free radicals that exists in life. The most dangerous form is what is created by this interaction of exposure and altering the normal functioning of our biochemical responses. The most dangerous form of free radical damage that underlines every health issue, every chronic disease. I mean, when you grasp it, Alfred, when you grasp that this beautiful little device that we're talking on, that we all love and have become totally attached to and probably will be getting even more attached to in the future, is responsible for the dissolution of our body's ability to maintain health and well-being, or accelerates the decline. It's staggering. So, we can, as you mentioned, it goes into so many areas. But I think the rapid aging syndrome, or whatever it's called these days, acknowledging that exposure to our Wi-Fi world, our constant being constantly interfered with in this world is truly underpinning our body's ability to maintain health and well-being. No matter how many vitamins we may be taking, if we don't mitigate that level, then we're going to be climbing an uphill battle. And that's what I learned 20 years ago, and it's true and more so to this very day, which is why these conversations are so important, because I'm sure at this point people all are shrugging their shoulders. What do we do? You know, I can't live without my phone, my computers, and my smart TV, and I've got my router, and I've, you know, it's in the car, it's everywhere. So, you know, we can't throw this stuff out. And even if we did, in our own space, we live in this world. It's penetrating us every second of every day. So there is good news. There is good news, which is why it's so important to have this conversation and why I want people to really pay attention. There are solutions that can keep us functioning in an optimal way, in fact, even help us improve our health. So, Alfred, let's talk about why the company that you are a co-CEO of, Geo Wellness, which is the company that introduced me to these patented technologies, these technologies that actually have proven to be protective, is so important. It's so important that people know that there are solutions. So I'm going to invite you to share with us more of what the solutions are that you have been dedicated to for the last 20-something years and the technologies that I personally would never, ever be without and have been using them for the last 20-some years.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about that. Obviously, as you can imagine, that is truly where my passion lies, because my background, as you read so kindly in the introduction, is in the medical device arena. And while what we are distributing and sharing with people on a very, you know, wide basis, we have now serviced several million customers over the years with our products, and they're very, very happy with these technologies that I'm about to share with everybody that's listening. You know, these are not medical devices, but these are wellness breakthroughs. And that's very important because if we had gone into the medical device arena, you are dealing with a highly complex environment where, you know, people would need prescriptions and people would need to, you know, go to the doctor and then have a lot of hurdles and obstacles to overcome in order to get access to these technologies. So we decided that we wanted to go into the science-backed wellness route, and by doing so, give the vast majority of people around the planet not just affordable but readily obtainable solutions in the areas of hydration, energy, nourishment, and anti-aging. And people may ask themselves, well, what does hydration, energy, nourishment, and anti-aging have to do with living in the wireless world? Well, it has everything to do with it because, as I mentioned earlier, the cascading effect, the domino effect from a radiation exposure and living in a wireless world and living in this high-stress environment, it affects all of those areas. Those are the foundations of wellness. When you look back in the history of wellness, the foundations have always been being properly hydrated, being properly nourished. Well, anti-aging came in the fold a little bit later, especially with the rapid aging syndrome and trying to counteract that. And that's not the vanity aspect of anti-aging. That's just the keeping the largest organ in your body, and that's your skin, healthy and radiant and youthful. And then obviously the energy aspect. And we're talking about energy management, not as in energy when you drink an energy drink. We're talking about human energy as in the human biofield, the collective energy emanating from every cell in your body. And that human biofield is the physical expression, the energetic expression of your body's cellular network health. So the same way that in the wireless world, when you look in your phone and you go, gosh, I have a full wireless signal,
Now I can have a great phone call that's uninterrupted and my text message is going to go through. Well, your body, to be at full strength, at full signal, so to speak, your biofield has to be healthy. Your biofield has to be fed, has to be nurtured, and it has to be filled with the right biofriendly frequencies. So what we are doing in Geo Wellness is not creating a one-size-fits-all, one-product solution. What we have done is we have methodically thought this through, looked at the science in every single area of human health and wellness, and said, okay, so if where the future is going are these wireless technologies, the wireless lifestyle, the infrastructure we're going to be surrounded with, what are the effects on the human body? And then once we know the effects on the human body, scientifically substantiated, then let's take it to the next level and say, how can we support people in their wellness journey by optimizing the time-tested foundations of hydration, energy, nourishment, and anti-aging? So we have taken user research, standout ingredients, patented proprietary technologies that help people live their lives to the fullest with peak wellness and really meet them where they are on their wellness journey. Because somebody who is 50 pounds overweight and who has bad nutritional habits and who lives a highly stressful life and gets 4 hours of sleep at night will start at a different wellness starting point in this environment of Wi-Fi radiation than somebody else would who, you know, trains for half marathons, is super fit, eats healthy green foods, and, you know, gets 8 hours of sleep a night. So we wanted to make sure that our solutions are applicable to everybody. Doesn't matter where you are on the wellness spectrum, and the reason why we've accomplished that is because every single one of those people, regardless of where you're on the wellness spectrum, you need proper hydration, you need proper energy, you need proper nourishment, and you need proper skin care, caring for the largest organ in your body. And so that's what we have done. We have created solutions in all of those categories, and we've done it with three core technologies. One technology is called single file alignment. That's a technology that we use in the both hydration and in the nourishment arena. And we can certainly talk about that a little bit and the importance of hydration and how patented hydration technologies help counteract the dehydration that has been scientifically proven to occur when we are surrounded by this radiation that the body does not understand. As a matter of fact, there's a study that came out about intracellular dehydration a few years ago, and they talked about cellular hydration being a biomarker for the estimation of biological effects of radiation on cells and organisms. And I'm going to translate that. Basically, the conclusion was that they can look at cellular hydration of living organisms, including plants, humans, you name it, that is a universal and extra-sensitive biomarker for the detection of biological effects of radiation on your organism. So the more dehydrated you are, there's a very good chance that it's not just as a result of you not drinking enough of the right liquids, but that there's also a very good chance that you're surrounded with significant amounts of radiation. That's, in essence, what this study has shown. Again, that cellular hydration is a biomarker for the effects of radiation on your body. And so what we have done in that arena, we've come up with a patented hydration technology that is as simple as the push of a button. Within 30 minutes, you have a countertop unit that converts regular hydration, regular water, regular liquids into something that's 4 to 500 times more hydrating. And by doing so, you're helping counteract the dehydration effects of radiation exposure. Extremely popular technology that we have presented at a scientific symposia, medical congresses. I've personally been there. I've presented to PhDs from around the world, showcasing to them the power of this technology, not just in hydration as it relates to water, but in counteracting nutritional deficits in a liquid form. And so we have parlayed this technology. We have taken that patented proprietary solution into a whole line of hydration technologies called iBoard activation systems for home use and travel. And we've also taken that into the nourishment arena, focusing primarily on liquid nutritional delivery to make sure that those the metabolic deficiencies that your body has experienced over time by being exposed to this Wi-Fi lifestyle is being counteracted with intelligent mix of ingredients and delivered in a super fast absorbing fashion. And that's why we call this technology SFA. So that's one part of the equation. The other part of the equation.
I need to jump in here because there's a lot of information and I want to just give my little 2 cents worth. So when I interviewed Dr. Jack Cruz a couple of years ago, one of the things I distinctly remember him saying, because we talked about the effects of EMFs on the body, was that exposure to a Wi-Fi world will cause massive dehydration on an intracellular level. So what that means is that if you, no matter how much water you drink, if it's not in the type of molecular structure that can get into the cell, then your cells can't function. Now, I remember, and even at some of the conferences I presented at, I was quoting a figure that, you know, each cell has 100,000 biochemical reactions per second, and they all require proper hydration. Well, actually, I have since learned that that's a wrong figure, Alfred. The cell doesn't perform 100,000 biochemical reactions per second, which is very mind-blowing anyway, but the cells perform several, maybe 10 or more billion biochemical reactions per second. I mean, you know, it's billion. And in order for that to occur, it has to be properly hydrated. And there is nothing more dehydrating than exposure to an EMF environment, which is what we all are in. And drinking water won't do it. It requires the single file alignment technology that lets the water molecules actually enter the cell. And I've been using this. This is the only water I have been drinking for the past 20 years. You know, this is the technology, and thank you, Alfred, for bringing this into the world, helping to make it available. This is the only water I drink. I start with purified water, but then it has to be changed into this molecular alignment. And I have to tell you that I can travel and not get jet lag. I have a little portable unit I bring with me if I'm traveling. I put this water in everything, by the way. I cook with it. I wash with it. It is the water because I understand the importance of intracellular hydration. You cannot function. You cannot get well. You cannot regenerate your body. You can't have longevity if you do not have cells that are properly intracellular, that means inside the cells, have the water that requires that is required for the functioning of optimal functioning of those 10 billion or more, who knows, I don't know how they count them, biochemical reactions. Hugely important, and you can't do it from water out of your tap, and you can't do it from even filtered water.
I couldn't agree more, and I'm so glad that you picked up that thread on the importance of hydration, because especially as it relates to living in this, you know, Wi-Fi environment we live in, because when you go to, let's say, WebMD, or you go to any online resource that people may check on, well, what are the effects of this on my body? When you look at the effects of dehydration on your body, the list is about 35 bullet points long. And because it literally affects every single process in your body, memory retention, focus, ability to sleep, ability to recover, ability to have stamina, digestion. We're talking, I mean, the list goes on and on. You know, your metabolism, nutrient uptake, all of that is directly correlated to proper hydration. And so when you have a toxin that you're surrounded with 24 hours a day, which is now the case with electromagnetic radiation, with the wireless networks that we're in. I mean, I gave the statistics earlier. When you're surrounded by that, it is literally like, imagine for your body, for your cell, it feels a little bit like laying out in the sun all day and just having the sun drain you of hydration. Except it's not the sun doing that. It's the effects of your body's response to the radiation doing that. So
yes, hydration is hugely important. That's one of the reasons, one of the key reasons why we sourced, we didn't come up with it, we licensed this breakthrough hydration technology that converts water into something that's actually super absorbable, super fast absorbing, 400 to 500 times more liquid. We have some really powerful images, before and afters. We have videos showing how this technology works and why it works. There's published science behind it that validates its function. So that's a key component to the electropollution puzzle. In addition to, obviously, what has put us on the map in the first place was these body-worn and device-specific radiation counteracting technologies. And these technologies, they work hand in hand with the other product categories that I mentioned a few minutes ago about the foundations of health and wellness. As an example, we have a technology that you can place on your cell phone. We have one that you can place on your cordless phone, on your wireless router, on your printer at home, on your smart refrigerator that tells you when you're at the store, what you may be missing and what you need to pick up to refill the fridge. Smart homes, you name it. We have a technology that's patented and proprietary that is scientifically backed that shows that instead of blocking radiation, which is what you don't want radiation blocked, because if you did, you couldn't use your phone anymore. You'd be really frustrated really quickly because your phone would drop calls, you wouldn't get emails, you wouldn't get text messages, images, videos, you name it. All of that wouldn't work if the radiation wave or the communication wave is not flying back and forth. It's called the information carrying radio wave for a reason, ICRW. That wave carries informational packets. So if I'm talking to somebody on the phone right now, as I'm talking to you, Cheryl, from the United States to where you're located across the world, there's informational packets that are going up a satellite, being beamed down to a local cell tower, and then transported onto your phone so that you can hear my voice. Those informational packets, we want them to be there because that's what makes communication happen. What we do not want is for the radiation waves that these informational packets are traveling on, we don't want those to negatively impact our body's biofield or a body and not responding to it negatively. And that's where our technology comes in. So by simply one time placing this patented technology on your phone, which is very small, it's the size of less than a United States dollar quarter, and you place it on your phone, and obviously we also have cell phone cases that we have now incorporated our technology into. So we carry from the latest iPhone models to the latest Samsungs and you name it, without going to all the brands, but whether it's iOS or whether it's Android, we have a variety of not only colors, but cell phone covers that have this proprietary patented technology built in. And what it does, very simply explained, is when radiation is present, this technology, our technology, is stimulated by the radiation and therefore powers the counteracting frequency. And the counteracting frequency in physics, when you take a biofriendly wave that's randomized and you overlay it on a repetitive wave like the frequency from your cell phone, the resulting superposition creates a wave that is randomized. And your body is used to randomized waves because the Earth's magnetic field is not constant. It's randomized. If you walk on concrete, the Earth's magnetic field is different than if you walk on grass. If you're closer to the North Pole, it's different than if you're closer to the equator. So depending on where you live and what your lifestyle is, our body is constantly used to being exposed to randomized frequencies. Therefore, our technology doesn't block or shield radiation. Our technology changes the interpretation of your body's biofield, your first line of defense, your body's energetic field. It changes that response to the radiation. So we're literally, in a very beautiful way, helping the body interpret the radiation not to be this foreign invader and therefore not to set off these immune system draining cascade effect. So we're basically helping your body stay calm, get away from that over-initiated stress response. And as a result of that, we cut down the fight-or-flight response dramatically, which we have measured with meridian stress assessment screening. We have measured with heart rate variability testing. We have measured with EEGs and EKGs. And all of those things have shown that when our technology is in the mix, so when you have geo wellness technologies on your cell phone, cordless phones, wireless routers, laptops, you name it, that the information is still there, voice is still being transmitted, data is still being transmitted, but the radiation changes its impact on your body. So the best metaphor I can give you, think of it as kind of a sun protection factor, the SPF, the sunscreen, metaphorically speaking, for your cell phone and for those devices. So as we know, SPF or sunscreen does not make the sun go away, the same way that our technology doesn't make radiation go away. But SPF changes the way your skin responds to sun exposure. And our technology changes the way your body responds to radiation exposure. Therefore, enjoy the communication without the effects of the radiation. And that's really the key here. And we do this with body-worn technologies. We have what's called GeoLife pendants that you can literally wear around your neck. They're very aesthetically pleasing, at least the vast majority of our customers say so. Very aesthetically pleasing body-worn technologies that are designed to reinforce your body's biofield. So as your body's biofield, which is extends out from your skin, is being bombarded by radiation, by your cell phone, by all those devices in your home and office and where you work and play, the body actually is more resistant. Your biofield's more resistant. So it's like a biofield bodyguard. Think of it that way. That's where our GLS pendants come in. Then we have harmonizers that you can place into offices, homes, spaces, when you travel. We have car harmonizers that you can place inside your vehicle. Now with more and more electric vehicles and hybrid vehicles, electric pollution is a really big issue inside cars. It's kind of a Faraday cage that traps that radiation inside the car that you're driving. And people don't even realize when they get fatigued over an hour and a half, 2 hours of driving, a lot of that has to do not just with sitting. A lot of it has to do with being surrounded by radiation that the body's constantly battling. Same thing in airplanes. So we have body-worn applications, like the GLS pendants. We have device-specific applications, like the cell phone cases, cell phone guards. We have universal guards as well. And then we have environmental solutions, things you can plug into your electrical outlet at home, things that you can put inside your car, et cetera, including in the United States, we have these things called smart meter defenders that you can place on the outside of a smart meter, which is your utility company's attempt to digitize readouts of your energy consumption at home. And those smart meter defenders, we've pioneered those as well, patented the proprietary technology that can put a sleeve on the smart meter defender, easy to remove, that makes sure that these Wi-Fi frequency blasts of these smart meters that are attached to the side of your home many times to the side where people sleep on the outside of the bedrooms, et cetera, that you are counteracting the effects of that radiation. So we really have tried to think of everything how and make it as user-friendly as we possibly can and make sure that people can incorporate our solutions into the devices that they're using or onto the devices they're using, onto themselves, their physical bodies, as well as into their environments. So I hope that that makes sense, Cheryl.
Well, it's a lot of information, and I just want to simplify it. I have been putting the Geo Wellness technologies on my phones and my routers. I use a technology called a harmonizer that goes into the wall socket that stops the dirty electricity. When people are talking about the risks from EMS, I think that's pretty well established. I think people can believe that there probably are some health risks at this point. At one point, there's a lot of education needed. I think people can accept that this pervasiveness has consequences. But what people are looking for are the solutions. Everyone's always saying, well, what do I do? And not only what do I do, but what really works. And I have to say that I have talked to many people, and many people would share with me the technologies that they've come across. And I would look at it. I would do some applied kinesiology, and I haven't found anything that really has proven to be effective, to be totally honest, other than the GEO wellness technology, because it's patented. It's proprietary. It's got different technologies in it. One is patented, one is proprietary. So they work. So what I'm saying to everyone is you've got to get protected. You have to get protected with something that really is proven to do the job, not just, you know, people are selling all sorts of things. But I have researched this. I have looked into it. I have talked to the inventors. I have had in-depth conversations with Alfred and with other scientific, you know, developers. I have looked into this. I'm looking for myself and my family. I need to know. I need to be convinced that there is a technology that is proven, effective, and affordable, by the way. I've been looking at other technologies, Alfred, that are promoted out there, and they're hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars, $400, $500, $600, $700, $800 to get a device to put in your home, which, you know, I'm sure they're effective, but wow, it's expensive, right? And the GEO technology is so affordable. So I just have to, you know, these, strong in my communications to everyone, please get yourself protected. I think the GEO wellness technology is my favorite. It's met my standards. If you are interested, you know, it's something you need to investigate. You know, I think it's personally, everyone needs protection. It's like I'll go so far as to say that, and I know you agree, Alfred. It's like we now live in a world we cannot afford to compromise our health at fundamental levels if we want to survive and thrive in the days ahead. And this is a critical piece of any healing, you know, process and any healing protocol. So I'm just going to offer the special deal that Gene has put together for all my listeners. And then, Alfred, you can sum it up, okay? We'll have just a few minutes. But I want everyone to know that Gia has offered us all a very special deal. And so if you are interested and are, you know, new to this and want to order some and learn more, first of all, anywhere in the world, you can go to GIAWellnessInternational.com. There is a code called GIA20 at checkout. You get 20% off. So that's GIAWellnessInternational.com. And whether you're in Australia, New Zealand, UK, Canada, wherever, GIAWellnessInternational.com. Put in the code GIAWellness. You get 20% off of whatever you may choose to purchase. If you're in the U.S., and you'd like to order, you'd like to get a discounted price, I'm going to give you a phone number because this number will let you get a 20% discount if you mention my name. Ready? It's 760-448-2498. That's 760-448-2498. And if you want any help, if you have questions, if you're confused, if you want to order, you just need to know more, then I'm going to give you a contact for one of my colleagues, Sue Gronberg, and her number is 307-413-6954. She's Mountain Time, 307-413-6954. Or email her at sue@discovergia.com. A lot of information. If you get the archives, you go over to my Facebook page, if you opt into my Dr. Cheryl Selman, you'll get the archives and all this information is there. And last but not least, you can always email me directly if you are totally concerned about what the best places to go and how to do this. Just contact me directly. That's DRS at Dr. Cheryl Selman. We have just a few minutes left. Alfred, do you want to just summarize and put all this together before we have to bid everyone goodbye today? Because it's a power-packed show.
Yeah, it is a power-packed show, and I really appreciate all the time that you have taken to to summarize those things, because I know, you know, this is a lot of information for people. I completely understand it. You know, we've been doing this now for well over a decade, as you mentioned, and fortunately been doing it successfully in multiple countries around the world. People are getting great results with those products. And I think I'd be remiss by not also mentioning or at least touching on that in addition to the hydration aspect we talked about and the energy aspect, there is also the nourishment aspect. We have products that we've developed, liquid products that both help detoxify that toxic buildup that is unfortunately a side effect of constant Wi-Fi exposure, because the body does not properly detoxify when that happens. And we have a product, for example, that's called Cleanse, daily liquid detoxification liquid that you would pair with our iWater system that is mega popular in Gia Wellness. That's called Cleanse. And then we also have a product called iThrive, which is a antioxidant powerhouse. And, you know, coming full circle here, we talked about the oxidative effects of radiation, and this is the exact countermeasure to that. It's an antioxidant power-packed 30-plus fruit extracts and amazing ingredients daily liquid that satisfies the 100% of your daily requirement of 12 different vitamins. And so, again, there is the thought behind this to say we got to detoxify your body properly, we got to hydrate it properly, and we got to make sure we get oxidants back in your system to rebuild your immune resistance. So the combination of all of the hydration, energy, nourishment, and then obviously the whole anti-aging category, which people can check out as well on the Gia Wellness International website, as you mentioned, that combination is kind of the three-dimensional, four-dimensional approach to counteracting the effects of living this wireless lifestyle. And I'm just super excited that there's people like you, Cheryl, that are respected authors, speakers, people with so much insight in this, and that have been consistent as long as you have been consistent in spreading this message and at the same time bringing new updated information out. And that's why I was so excited when you invited me back on your show, because I felt like I know you're always on the pulse of what's happening in health and wellness, especially as it relates to women and women's wellness. And for us to be able to have this interchange and not just have it be a 10-minute thing is very, very inspiring. So thank you for all that you do. Thank you for being such a great leader and voice in this industry, and for always carrying that torch, and for being so supportive of what we do as a company. It's really what keeps us going. It's voices like that that bring this information out, because there is still billions of people that are clueless to the effects of radiation exposure and to the wireless lifestyle, that don't feel good during the day, don't sleep well at night, that feel like they're having physical issues and they're not correlating that to their daily lifestyle. And so we're here to help people in a big way. As you mentioned, Gia Wellness International is a great way for people to start, and we're super excited to give people some of these incentives to check us out. And
Alfred, I'm just going to have to interrupt you, because we're at the end of the show. So I appreciate everything you're doing, and I appreciate my audience. Get protected from EMS. Go to Gia Wellness International. Get the discount the company is offering, and stay healthy and thrive in the days, weeks, years ahead. So thank you, Alfred Hanser, the co-CEO of Gia Wellness. Great presentation, great information. To all of you listening, as always, honor the wisdom of your feminine self. And until next time, take care. Bye for now.